We've received lots of good science questions this month, and I've put them, as usual, to Andrew Ponson, Dominic Ford and Carolyn Crawford. Ola Gabrielson asks about the physics behind us having two high tides per day.
Well, the ocean tides are created by the effect of the moon's gravity on the water here on Earth. And in particular, it's the way that gravity drops off very sharply with distance away from the moon. And you have what's known as a differential effect that creates these tides. And what it is on the near side of the Earth to the moon, that's where the moon's gravity pulls much more strongly on the near side of the Earth than it does on the far side. So that means the water in the oceans just under the moon gets pulled up into a bulge, and that creates a high tide, which then tracks the moon round as the Earth rotates underneath it. So that's the obvious high tide, but of course there's a one that happens 12 hours later. And that's due to the way that the Earth is pulled slightly more strongly towards the moon than the water on the far side. So that effectively gets left behind a little to leave a bulge on the other side. You therefore get one tide on the near side, one on the far side, and the Earth rotates underneath them and they slowly track round, follow the moon in orbit. Sometimes you get effects if the sun is in line with the moon or on the opposite side of the Earth from the moon, and that can affect the height of the tides, but effectively that's why you have two high tides every day.
So it's not just the case that the moon pulls all of the water on Earth into an egg shape, and we then move around that, which would give us one high tide every day. Instead, you've actually got the fact that the Earth is getting pulled along, leaving that extra envelope of water. So we expect to see the second tide considerably smaller than the first, or is that effect enough to balance out?
They're approximately the same, and there is some argument about whether there's a small amount of centrifugal force also that contributes to the height of the second tide to make it slightly bigger. If you read in the literature, there are conflicting conclusions about how important that is and whether we should take that into account, because, of course, the Earth and the Moon both orbit around somewhere that's not quite at the centre of the Earth, and that then would, if there is a centrifugal contribution, just increase the far side of the tide, but not the near tide.